Fourth parak of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Beis. We're talking about the takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at the time of the Churban, after the Churban. And the first takanah of the previous Mishnah was that they would blow the shofar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, and afterwards in Yavne, according to some opinions, in every place that had a Beis Din of 23 members. Oid zois hoisa Yerushalayim yisei al Yavne. There was something else that Yerushalayim was greater than Yavne, that Shekol Ir Shiroya, this is a time that the Beis Mikdash was still around. Goshi Shiroya the Shemas the Krayv Vichol Lavoi Toikin. The time of the Beis Mikdash, then any city which was not only in Yerushalayim itself, it was near Yerushalayim, to the extent that they could see Yerushalayim, or it was within a mil of Yerushalayim, or Shomas, it's to hear the shofar blast from Yerushalayim. Or Yechol Lava means that it was close by, but the mice had to have two conditions: close by, and also you could get there. So let's say it was within a mil, but you had to go over a river to get there. That would not be have the same thing with Yerushalayim. But Akol Panim, all these places that are close to Yerushalayim would also be taken on Shabbos. Will be Yavne after the Churban Beis Hamikdash, when the Sanhedrin went to Yavne. Lo hayu toikim ela beveizin bilvad. They only blow the shofar in the Beis Din itself, and they did not rely on the fact that there's a Beis Din there, that the city around it should also blow the shofar on Shabbos.